Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Good morning and welcome to Real Talk 101. I am D-Love, your host, and I thank you guys for joining us this morning. I have a very special guest today. She is an international trainer, speaker, educator, and author. Each year, she travels across the world teaching and mentoring people of all ranges, from Fortune 500 executives, outreach ministries, and also by sharing her prolific and powerful techniques and formulas with elementary, middle school, high school students. More importantly, MK possesses a very genuine and appreciation for life, very down-to-earth, humble and genuine, and for that, we are truly blessed to have her on our program today, my very first guest. I am so honored to introduce MK Mueller to the show. Good morning, and welcome, MK.
Good morning, sweetheart. I'm so blessed to be your guest and your first one. I want to congratulate you on following a dream. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And you know, MK, you were inspiring from the beginning. And you know what? You are such a blessing. I've been following you, and I love your self-help books. And so I am so excited to share with people. And you just know that people are listening, and they're excited. And so for time's sake, as you know, this is a 30-minute show, and I'm so excited because I'm all about learning and progressing and you know, practicing things to in different ways to always help us to be better people. And so for that, I thank you so much. So I'm going to go ahead and let you get started and tell us about these 60-second per day habits that we can benefit from.
All right. Well, sometimes it's helpful for folks to know what inspired all of this, because it wasn't me sitting around twiddling my thumbs thinking, what can I do as a fun job? I was at 34 in a domestic violence shelter. Even though most of my life was working very well, I had just won Best Actress in a Musical in my community of Omaha at the time. I live in Kansas City now, but I was very successful and well-known in the community on some levels, and in my private life, I just had lost myself, is how I say
right.
it. And so when I went into the shelter, they said these amazing things, like, you cannot talk about him for the next 4 weeks. He's not the problem. And I said, what? So what they taught me was something that in my eighth to great process we call full responsibility, and that is I am in charge of my life. I'm not in charge of yours. And I just had a mom who sent her daughter to college saying, oh, my gosh, that is such an important one for me to remember, but that that the world will reflect how I feel about myself. So when people aren't respecting me, guess who else is not respecting me? So that was a big one. Another thing I learned from that experience was that I needed to be happy, that my goal had always been to help my children be happy, but I realized they were watching me. And if they saw that I was giving up my happiness for the happiness of others, guess what they were going to do when they were my age? They were going to give up their happiness for others. So I said, I found out that choosing happiness myself, which is not about quitting jobs and moving and divorcing, all that stuff. I mean, sometimes that shows up, but actually very rarely. When we get happier, everything changes. So that's what I want to talk to your wonderful audience about today, Dee, are the habits of happiness. So my first book was called Taking Care of Me, The Habits of Happiness. And the second one is 8 to Great, and they're actually both about the same things. But taking care of me just reminds us to give ourselves permission to put ourselves first. And then 8 to Great are the 8 steps to getting there. So we're going to talk about as many of those 8 steps as we can here in our 30 minutes. So let's start with the first one, and that is, get the picture. And my question that I encourage, Dee, you to ask, friends of yours and everybody out there to just look around you and start asking people this question. what is one of your dreams? Right. Now, because I have asked all my friends and family and students, I ask cab drivers and waitresses, and it is one of the most powerful questions you'll ever ask a human being, and often tears, we call them holy water, tears will come to that person's eyes because no one has ever asked me that. And we think of dreams as the unachievable, but the only thing that makes it a dream is we don't know how. So when you first dreamt up this radio show, Dee, you weren't sure how you would do it. Am I right?
Right.
Wouldn't it be cool? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I thought about it. I love people. People have always come to me for advice, and I thought, wow, you know how. And so it was something I jumped into. And as you know and you can relate to, that it was born, a lot of things that we aspire to do are born, or the catalyst, something that was born out of hurt or something that we were fighting for to prove something. I don't know, but it was something to keep me out of trouble and keep me busy. And so what speaking of which, in your book, I like in the foundation section where you made a very powerful statement, and it says, the power is in the process. Yes. How powerful is that? You're right, because if we don't possess that power from within, I mean, you and I are just like eye to eye. I can definitely relate to what you're saying. So, yeah, and if we don't put that into action – wow. I mean, because these are formulas. You talk about your FGH formula. We think, oh, boy, you know, there are things, these are theories. These are things we have to live by, and I think that's why what you have is so great, and it's been proven when you talk about the kid that started the 8th grade program and at this alternative school. And how his life just turned around,
It is
absolutely
amazing. So we'll get to that FGH formula for our listeners here in just a second. So thank you, Beth, honey. That was exactly, and I hear your passion, and that's what happens when you ask people what is one of your dreams. You get to their passion. That's what inspires us. I say goals are about perspiration, and dreams are about inspiration. So when you want to motivate yourself, or a teenager, or anybody in your life, a coworker, you simply say, what is one of your dreams? Now, it doesn't, a lot of times people think, well, then that dream has to become my job. No, it doesn't. It can be a sidebar to your life, but the fact that you are following it will make your job better.
Amen.
It will make your marriage better. It will make your parenting better. And we are taught in all of the holy books, you know, my holy book is the Bible, but every holy book, it doesn't matter which one you go to, is going to say, I know the plans I have for you. And they are incredible plans. And it's time to get out there and follow your dream. You know, that wonderful book, Prayer of Jabez, was a best-selling book, and it was about, Lord, expand my territory. Expand my territory.
MK, I pray that prayer every morning. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10.
Absolutely. And what's going to happen now? This radio show is going to expand your territory. And who's going to be blessed? Every single person on your show, listening to your show, every one of us is blessed by this experience.
Amen.
So that's what I believe about our never given a dream without the power to make it come true. And here's what I love about that. Here's what I love about that phrase, given a dream. I believe our dreams are gifts to give to us. If I can share a real quick story with your listeners.
Sure.
I had just finished my first book, Taking Care of Me, The Habits of Happiness, and I had put every dime I had into that book. And you know what, that's what happens with lots of dreams. And so here I was, and I, you know, used up all my savings, and I said, I really need to go on a vacation now, but I can't afford to go on a vacation because, you know, I could. And so I said, wait a minute, Mary Kay, what do you teach? The second highway after Get the Picture, which is about dreaming, is risk. And I said, what do you teach in risk, Mary Kay? You teach people to ask, to ask for what they want. Take a risk. What have you got to lose? So I said, all right, Lord, I want a vacation, and I want it to Hawaii. Because I thought, if I'm going to dream, why dream small, right? I'm going to dream big. I made a poster board, and I put pictures of Hawaii on it because we know that that increases our faith. And all that stuff about of what we believe we achieve. So we have a CVA formula. I actually just had a gentleman, I'm teaching a group of homeless folks here in Kansas City right now, and we have an eight-week workshop to help them get off the streets and into a little more stable life. And so and he came up to me yesterday after class, and he said, "You taught me that CBA formula, and it just stuck with me." And what it is conceive it, which happens in the head, believe it, which happens in the heart, achieve it, which happens in your life. So conceive it, believe it, achieve it really helped him. Because most of us say, "I have a dream of writing a book, children's book. It's just an idea." But we don't believe it. I have an idea of starting a radio show, but we don't believe it. I have an idea of getting to my goal weight, but I don't believe it. I have an idea of finding the perfect mate, even at my age of blank, blank.
Right?
And so we help them move into a believing state, because a belief is a thought you keep thinking till you feel it. At any rate, so what I did was I kept looking at this vision board about Hawaii, and I kept thinking about it. About 2 weeks later, a gentleman came to town, and he was a national speaker, and I was led by intuition, which is a huge piece of success. You just follow your intuition. You go, what do I have to lose? And my intuition said, go up and talk to that guy. And I went up and talked to him, and I said, I have this intuition that you need me, and I have no idea what that means. He was going to hire 3 national speakers over the next 3 weeks. And he hired me that day without ever having heard me speak. And where was the first place he sent me, Dee? Where was the first place he sent me? Okay? But it gets better.
Yes.
Not only did I speak in Hawaii and was paid quite well to do so, but I saved a woman's life while I was there. So we all have to take a deep breath on that one, right? And we say, I wasn't just calling to Hawaii. Hawaii was calling to me.
Amen.
And when we understand you're not doing this dream for Dee as much as this radio show was calling to you, Dee, it was saying, we need you, Dee. Come play with us. We need you.
Right.
And so when we have a dream that we just push aside and push aside, it can cause depression and overeating and addictions and all that good stuff, and say, what's the worst thing that could happen? And by the way, keeping in touch that once we start taking risks are risky. And the first and the second one and the third one might not work out. I love this question. Have you heard of Ameritrade, Dee? The business Ameritrade?
Ameritrade. Not Ameritrade, no.
Okay, well, it's AMERIT trade, and this guy just helps you do, I don't know, I guess it's trading, stock market trading, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, it's incredibly successful, and this same man owns the Chicago Cubs. So, anyway, when he was in college, he dreamt of owning the Cubs, but how many businesses do you think he had to start before he started Ameritrade?
Oh, gosh, maybe 10? I'm just
great
guessing
guess.
Here.
The correct answer is 49.
Oh, Lord.
Now, he didn't go bankrupt 49 times. He did have a couple bankruptcies along the way, but mostly those businesses are still going. But he kept learning ways not to do it, and we know that Edison had over, I'm trying to think, 3,000 patents? No. He had 3,000 attempts on the light bulb, but he had over 300 patents. Now, I have a patent on my FGH formula. A patent cost $5,000, and Edison had 300 of those before he figured out how to make a light bulb.
Wow!
So when we say take risks, it's with the understanding that my dream will come true, but it will be a bumpy road. Every single person has a bumpy road, and most of the stars that you see on TV, I can tell you their story. I know Jim Carrey's story. I know Oprah's story. I know Will Smith's story. I know all these stories. And they all involve, at one point, giving up. They all involve, at one point, feeling so frustrated. So it's very powerful. So risk. Okay, so here's the formula, first formula I want to give to your, well, I guess I've already given one. The first thing I would say to our audience today is start asking people what is one of your dreams and be ready, because when you ask them, guess what they're going to do? They're going to ask you back. So be ready with your dream when you say what. And now notice how I'm saying, not what is your dream, that's too much pressure, but what is one of your dreams? It could be a trip you want to take. It could be a person you want to meet, an award you want to win, a book you want to write, doesn't mean a song you want to write. Okay. So, yeah, some people want to run a 5K, that's their dream, and some people want to win a marathon, that's their dream. So it's completely up to you, right? Okay, so the first question, first process today is what is one of your dreams? The second one is, if I had no fear, what would I do? And always run to, not from, okay? So that's the question. If I had no fear, what would I do? Well, I'd start my own radio show. If I had no fear, what would I do? Well, I'd walk up to that man, and I'd ask him for, you know, say, I have this intuitive thought. What's this about? If I had no fear, what would I do? I'd ask that woman out. If I had no fear, what would I do? I'd start a blog. I would I'd start a private Facebook page. I mean, all of these things that are free now, right? To write a blog for free. It's free.
Absolutely. Well,
what's keeping us from it? Radio time is out there. You know, there's unlimited availability of radio waves once you find out which wave you want to ride.
Absolutely.
It's out there. So we can't use the don't have the money anymore because Facebook is free. And I just started a Facebook page. I have 2,400 people who've been through my Eight to Great training. They are certified trainers, and it only takes 2 days if anybody on the call is interested. At any rate, 2,400 of them, and now we have our own private Facebook page. And it's just so fun and so easy. So I'm now starting a new program called Eight to Your Ideal Weight. And again, we're starting our own private Facebook page, and there it is, right there.
Well, we certainly will be joining you on that Facebook page, MK, because you know what? I mean, what you have here is pretty much simple, fundamental, but yet practical truths that we can incorporate into our lives. Because, again, back to that statement, the process is, the power is in the process. It's like you can do this just by your way of thinking, but we are what we think, right?
So, absolutely.
I mean, really. And so it's in that self-love. I like when you elaborated on that earlier about the self-love that we have to possess within ourselves, because who will love us the way we love ourselves? And we have to believe in ourselves. And I like the way you just said, I mean, because there will be bumps in the road, and I think that's what kind of throws us off a bit and kind of takes us off track. But what you're saying is follow your intuition no matter what. Follow your dream. Just believe in yourself pretty much.
Absolutely. In Eight to Great, another process, another concept we talk about with self-love is half jerk, half jewel. We are all half jerk, half jewel. Einstein flunked algebra because he wasn't good at that kind of math.
Okay.
But he was a genius at what we call right brain math. Okay?
Wow.
So every single person out there is going to be, you know, I'm bad at organizing, I'm bad at remembering. Don't focus on what you're bad at. Focus on what you're good at. And when I was at my lowest self-esteem level, when I was in that shelter for domestic violence, absolutely my lowest time, I finally said, okay, Mary Kay, yes, you do have weaknesses, you do have flaws, but you also have gifts. So I started making lists, and I said, oh, my gosh, I have as many gifts as I do weaknesses. Now, yes, do I sometimes lose things? Yes. Do I sometimes, you know, do I have too many piles in my home? You know, I need to get rid of all those papers. Yes. Do I have, you know, I went through the things that I wasn't good at, and then I said, oh, my gosh, but I'm generous, and I have a big singing voice, and I'm a good teacher, and I'm a good actress, and I'm a good friend. And so I started to do that, and just by realizing, wait a minute, it's not just me that's after to have Jewel. It's everyone. And that means no one's better than me, and no one's worse.
Amen. And I like that, MK. Don't you think sometimes we are just a little bit too hard on ourselves?
Oh.
Don't you?
Yeah. It's just epidemic. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So I'm
okay.
so grateful.
Because what
you're
saying is that we can be forgiving of the little things. We don't have to be perfect. Let's just accept that we are human, and every time we may falter or fail, let's just not trip over and be like, oh, my God, like it's the end of the world. But
I love
continue to move forward and through that in grace. I love your book, Eight to Great. And before we get off, I want you to at least let everybody know your website. That way they can get in contact with you. I would encourage all my listeners, if you want to improve your life, these are simple fundamental truths that MK is teaching us. And she goes around the world and teach people these fundamental truths to help improve and elevate their lives. And who don't want to experience that? Life is too short. Who doesn't? And I just love this. I love this book. I actually have it. I recommend it to everyone who's listening who wants to make a change. So we want you guys have to check this out. This is not hype. This is true.
Well, let me tell you right now that it's www.8to-great. So it's the number 8, TOGREAT.com. So I'll come back and reiterate that at the end of the interview. But since
okay.
you brought up forgiveness, let's go right to the FGH formula because we promised our audience
okay.
we would give that to them. So
okay.
the last three, so we're not going to have time to cover all 8 of the highways, but so we did cover the first one.
Well, you know, MK, if you have time now, we can finish this up. We can come back next week and you can give them if you have it in your schedule because we don't want people to miss this. And so we certainly,
well,
if you have that time, we can certainly finish it up.
Yeah. We have to schedule about a month out in advance. So,
okay.
so we'll schedule another one at some point. But let me just use
okay.
this time to do FGH. So the first to review is to ask people what is one of your dreams and for you to know your dream and start focusing on that, even though you don't know how you're going to get it. Secondly, to ask the question, if I had no fear, what would I do, and start taking more risks, okay? And then the third one is, okay, so now we're going to skip from three to we're going to skip 3, 4, and 5 for now, and then we're going to go right to the last three. So the last three are the world's most powerful positive attitude formula. And
mm-hmm.
FGH, when I ask people, how important is positive attitude to being successful in life? And they go, oh, it's everything. How important is it to being healthy and recovering quickly from serious diseases? Oh, the nurses say it's everything.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. How important is it, you know, just to being happy? It's everything. So I say, okay, so can you define it? And everybody goes quiet. So I'm going to tell our listeners right now, this is probably the best gift I have to give to the world, and that's why we patented it, is FGH,
okay.
the happiest, healthiest, most successful people on the planet, forgive the past, that's the F. They are
okay.
grateful for the present, that's the G, and they
okay.
can hope for the future, that's the H, FGH. So all of our thoughts are about either past, present, or future, so we just covered them. Now let's talk a little bit about each one. Forgiveness. Who's the hardest person to forgive? You know that, Dee.
Mm-hmm. Yourself.
Hardest person to forgive is yourself. It's true
mm-hmm.
for recovering alcoholics, and it's true for CEOs on the cruise ships I speak to. Forgiveness
mm-hmm.
of ourselves is always the hardest, but it's a process. And we simply say the process is write yourself a forgiveness letter and say you were doing the best you could at the time with the information you had. That's it. And then if you need to forgive other people again, you write them that letter saying, I'm going to forgive and release you, not for your sake, but for my sake, because I'm being held back when I don't forgive. I'm giving my power away to the past,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to forgive you for my sake, and I'm going to say you were doing the best you could at the time with the information you had, and if you wouldn't known better, well, this is Maya Angelou said this, if I would have known better, I would have done better. So
wow.
we're going to go right to I simply didn't have the information, I'm going to forgive myself, and that's why your information show is so important, Dee. You're giving people the information.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's forgiveness, and again, we say write the letter and burn it. Don't send it. Burn it. It's not about them. It's about you. Get that letter burned. Okay, so that's forgiveness. The second one, then, of the FGH formula is gratitude. And this is another one of those one-minute formulas. Every day I awake and I share with someone three things I'm grateful for from the past 24 hours. But the kicker is no repeats. So I'm
okay.
always watching out for things to be grateful for. So just
mm-hmm.
now, I found a little, I don't know what they're called, ground squirrel, these little striped things. I've never seen one on my back patio, and I'm here in my home right now, and I just saw one of these little creatures run across my patio, and I said, oh, isn't that cute? So I can be
right.
grateful for that. The other day I had a blue heron in my backyard. I can be grateful for the blue heron. But I can be grateful today that I got to be on a show with Dee. I've never been able to do that. I'm grateful for people like Dee who follow their dreams. In other words, how are we ever going to run out of things to be grateful for? So every day, here's the homework I give people. Don't just write it down. Share it with someone. If you can find a gratitude partner who will do it with you, great. But that's okay if you don't. Just say to your spouse or to your kids, can I share my gratitudes with you? Now, I've never known someone who asked their kids to listen to their gratitudes if the kids didn't want to do it back. And once you do that, I did it with my son on the way to school every morning for 10 years. I'd say, honey, do you want to go first or do you want mom to? And every day, even after he stayed up all night studying, even after he and I had a fight, even after his girlfriend dropped him, he would do his three new gratitudes because he found out when we feel good, good things happen. And
amen.
Gratitude is the feel good. Go ahead, see.
Amen. And we got like 4 minutes, so we got to move to the hope. We got to get to the hope.
Right. Okay. Well, here's the great news about hope. Once you're doing the process, hope is what happens when you have a process. So if you and I were driving along a country road and both of our cell phones were dead and we hit this nail or something, poof, and our tire popped, what are we going to do? It's really dark, we don't know. But if somebody had taught us the process of how to change that tire and we had the tools in our trunk, it's no problem. You and I can change a tire. Does that make sense?
Right.
All people need is a process. And what I found is, well, I'll often have, if I'm speaking, I speak at lots of conventions, state and national conventions, and people will come up to me and they'll say, I've been told all my life I was the most negative person that anybody knows, but nobody ever taught me how to change it. Nobody ever taught me the FGH process, that all I have to do is be more forgiving, grateful, and hopeful. I can do that. I can do
that. Amen. And
so
you know what? I love that formula, FGH. MK, we are right at 3 minutes, and this has been so powerful. You just inspired me to increase the show now, more time on the show. But D-Love's got to get more time to do this, right? And so you're absolutely right. Stepped out on my dreams, pursued something that I pursued as a hobby, but yet it was definitely created for you and me and everybody else in mind. You don't know how blessed. Just hearing your message and your testimony, and people are able to go and archive this, download it, hear this, and play it over and over and over again to help them.
Yeah.
So I have to thank you so much for coming on the show. We have to have you on again because I know people are going to be hungry for this. I know this, and we want to help people, and that's what I like about you, MK. You have an appreciation for life, and you're willing to share that. We need more MKs out there who are willing to dedicate their time, their energy, their commitment to humanity.
Let me give that website one more time, sweetie, because
people will need
that, okay? The www.8togreat.com. That's the number 8, togreat.com. You can get my book, Taking Care of Me, The Habits of Happiness, off that site. You can get the 8 to Great book. You can sign up for the 8 to Great training, which is a 2-day training, or go to my Facebook page, which is MK Mueller, just the initials, MKMUELLER, and just say hi to me there. We have lots of inspirational quotes every day that show up on my website, or a Facebook page.
Amen.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. It's just been a blast.
Okay, and thank you, MK. I will certainly be on that Facebook page and promoting you, and we hope to have you on the show again. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
God bless you. I love you. You've been wonderful. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody. That was MK Mueller. And we just appreciate you guys listening. If you want to hear the show again, please go on and archive it, download it, and all that good stuff. All right? Until then, this is D-Love, your host. Take care, love God, love yourselves, and love others.
Fresh!
yourself. Do it good.